Let's go to our first song now. Littleton musician Kate Owen has had a pretty exciting time. She has been working on her debut album, which releases next year. And on Friday, she released Lullaby, her first single from the album. And she is all set up in our Christchurch studio. Hi, Kate.
Hi, GC. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for taking the time to come and play for us today.
That's great to be on.
Tell us a bit of your story, how you ended up playing music and becoming a performer.
It's a long story, GC. But I'll give you the short version.
Yeah, okay. Or the medium-sized version.
Medium-sized. So I was born in Wellington, and I born into a immigrant Greek community, and very much focused on getting professions. And I was very much into music. So I played a lot of music sort of in between school and then university and then jobs. But it really did take over probably when I moved to Littleton in 2009. I became mainly focused on music. And it was a lot to do with the amount of music that gets played in Christchurch and in Littleton and the opportunities to play live.
You sort of found your tribe, huh?
A little bit. I found a lot of cafes, bars and environments where people just play music together here. And it was really accessible. So it just became what I wanted to do.
You'd had a bit of a tough time too with your own mum.
Yes. My mum had a long battle with multiple sclerosis and depression, and she took her own life when I was 23, which wasn't easy, and kind of stole time a little bit, to be honest. I always talk about the 13 years that I don't feel my age. I feel 13 years younger because those years, I don't know why it's 13, but it is.
Mm. And you found a bit of an outlet in music, would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. I think that both listening to and playing, writing songs, but I think playing is very meditative. If you have a busy mind and you have a lot of stuff, I think for me, music and even learning music has, you know, practice. Music practice is quite good for you, I think, if you're trying to escape healthily from things, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Another influence was, influential moment was Ngāti Pōneki. Pōneki Marae in Wellington. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So the first time we ever played a guitar was on Ngāti Pōneki Marae. Mum was very into Māori culture. She was a teacher and wanted to learn te reo and would put stickers all over the house and insisted we said things right. But that's where I first played guitar and then poi. And definitely. And that's a very strong memory for me musically, definitely.
So where is your music career at, Kate? Is this your moment where you are sort of releasing your music to the world for the first time?
It absolutely is. So I've been playing since the earthquakes in Christchurch live in the back of bars and restaurants 5 or 6 nights a week at one point.
Wow.
But always writing. But it's a very big gap between playing music and recording music. It's massive, and I didn't quite realise that so until I did it. And I knew that I lived down the road from Ben Edwards, who you just can't escape his amazing ability to help artists find their voice in the recording environment. So
yep, he's a music producer, sound engineer in Littleton. Yep.
Yes, yeah. So I just knew that I was running out of time. I'd been very sick as well. I got a chronic pain syndrome in 2017. And
boy, there'll be lots of people listening who know how debilitating that is.
Yeah. It's still hanging around, but I'm on top of it. And I think my bucket list just got very strong. I went to 9 countries and wasn't just decided that there was no time for anything else anymore. I needed to make an album in my lifetime and take these 20 years of songwriting and actually record them. And I wanted to do that. I don't think I understood what it was, to be honest, recording until I did it and how it can grow you as a musician. But I'm super stoked I did it. And I crowdfunded in February and then went into the studio sort of March, April, and here we are, first single.
How was that time in the studio? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I was terrified. But Ben has a way of dismantling terror and turning it into fun. So we did that. Went in with some demos that I'd made in GarageBand, which had a lot of crazy different ideas, everything from synth to quite layered other sounds, guitars. And we just started working with what works, what doesn't. And he's incredibly creative, really happy to try things. Had a really great group of musicians that he helped me put a team together because I didn't have those relationships because I usually played solo.
Mm.
So we had Jonty O'Connor on drums, Shane Bollingwood played some drums, Elmore Jones played guitar, had Anita Clark from Mott and a lot of other projects. She came and did some violin. Ben actually did quite a bit. He did a lot of bass and synth and some BVs. But yeah, it was a fantastic experience.
So tell us about the first song that we're going to listen to today.
This song is my first single off the album, which is called Not a Proper Girl, and the song is called Lullaby. And I guess it's about how, as human beings, we seek to be closer to each other, and I liked the metaphor of a lullaby and how we try and explain ourselves to each other and whether that's successful or not. So it sort of plays around with intimacy and isolation, I guess.
There's a video as well. Where does that fit in? Is it available yet?
It's going to actually be on RNZ Video Premiere on Friday.
Oh, great.
So Destiny Bignon, sorry, Destiny, if I've mispronounced that, is a gorgeous young contemporary dancer in Christchurch, and she and Hayley Marie Watts choreographed a dance to this song, which we, John Christoffel's DOP down here, he filmed it, and it's she was so brave because we went in with not a lot of structure, and she did a beautiful interpretation of the song, which is now a music video. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
So people, what, keep an eye on the RNZ music page on Friday, huh?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, and we'll have it up.
Can't wait to hear you play the song. Oh, one more thing to mention, which is that you are going on tour. People have got a few months to get prepared for this, but we should plug it now while you're here.
Cool, yeah, March next year. I'm going to do Dunedin, Inchbarra in Dunedin, Freedom Argolis in Auckland, Wellington, not sure about Wellington, probably Moon, and then Christchurch, potentially Blue Smoke or Dark Room. We're just working that out, but yeah.
Okay. Well, drop us a note closer to the time once you've sorted it all out.
Totally.
Over to you. It's Kate Owen in the Christchurch studio performing her new song from her forthcoming album, and the song is Lullaby.
Once were one, now we're two. Head on my chest, we lie like the rest. Do you hear me? My melody, sing me a tune. Quiet nights, black love bites, lover's blood flows. Quiet nights, black love bites, lover's blood flows. Quiet nights, black love bites, lover's blood flows. Quiet nights, black love bites, lover's blood flows.
RNZ National, great work. Kate Owen with her new song Lullaby. There'll be a video out on Friday. And I should just also mention that Kate used to be perform under the name Kate Anastasio. She's taken her mum's name, and so she's now Kate Owen. But in case you were trying to put that together, having seen her in an earlier stage of her career, Kate, thanks. Nice to chat to you.
Lovely to chat to you. Thanks very much, Jesse.